Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're well in all those nooks and crannies. Big night in store, the Republican debate. Actually, there's two of them. The first one is at 5 o'clock, but the big one with the important 10 who made the cut happens from 9 to 11 Eastern. And the big question seems to be Donald Trump. Everything's about Donald Trump. And how is he going to fare in the debate among some of these seasoned political types? And Trump has set himself up to be in good position because he says, look, I'm not a debater. I'm who I am. I'm going to say, what I believe the American people need and what we need in America. So does he have enough to keep him up there and keep him in the game? Can he level the playing field? The answer to both of those questions, I think, is yes, he has enough, and he could level the playing field. He's not beholden to anyone. And it really got me thinking about a question that I've asked before, and some of you have now sent in some new emails on this, but what is it you look for in a president? Now, I said authenticity is huge. Leadership is huge. The ability to compromise if you have to, if you want to, if you think it's the right thing to do, to not be afraid to say, you know what, this one clause here, this one thing here, this, I'm not going to the drumbeat. Because there's also pressure, even though you are the commander and people essentially do tiptoe around the Oval Office. I've known a few that have worked there, including Kevin Sullivan, who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, that's the president. So the thing is, there is pressure to often do what the party wants, and it's about massaging the president. Well, what if you had a person who was president that wasn't able to be massaged? I'll go along with it if that's what I want to do, if I think that's the right thing to do. We have a cabinet for a reason. We have checks and balances for a reason, for goodness sake. But in the person, what is it we really, really crave? What do you really crave? What are those three attributes that you think are so necessary to at least have the chance at a super good president? You can weigh in as we get ready for this first big debate, because that's what it's all about, after all, who you're voting for. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Sharon, who's listening to us on WMXI, our great friends in Mississippi. Hey, Sharon, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Kate. Oh, that rhymed.
great Kate.
But, well, you were asking what we're looking for, and I actually had to make out a list of what I was looking for because I think we have so many good candidates. I think I would vote for any of them over anybody on the other side.
Yeah.
But I used Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, and Ronald Reagan. And three things. I actually came up with about eight. But like you said, they've got to be naturally honest so you see what you get what you see.
Yeah.
That's like Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
And I want somebody with proven, viable solutions and strategies who can outwit the media and all our other enemies, too, like Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
And they have to have guile, like George Washington, because I think we're getting to a place, and I have to, this is a quote from Star Trek, but when you're outmanned, outgunned, and outpositioned, what do you have left to fight with? Guile. That's it. And I think we're going to be in that position by the time he, you know, President Obama gets out of there.
Right. I love it. I love that you came up with that. That's brilliant.
Well,
yeah,
I have
the guile.
One more.
Yeah.
Well, guile is great. They've got to be able, you know, and Ronald Reagan had that too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when he stood up and said, "Nyet," you know.
Yep.
But
yep.
I want somebody who can stand toe to toe, eyeball to eyeball, and barrel to barrel with Vladimir Putin and never blink. And this is kind of funny. You know who came to mind when I thought of that? Sarah Palin.
Yeah, she wouldn't care.
Sarah Palin.
I agree. Yeah.
And could stand up to Vladimir Putin. First of all, when he saw how gorgeous she was, he wouldn't be able to get the grin off his face. So it would be hard for him to even take himself seriously. And, you know, she can not only kill a bear, she can skin it, clean it, take it home, and cook it.
I love that.
you know, and I thought, well, I don't know if that's scary or funny, you know, but I don't know. When I think of somebody who could stand toe-to-toe with him and not blink, I really do think of Sarah. And I guess Donald could probably do that. And Donald's one thing is, I want somebody who's quick to think, and Donald is, but I want them to be slow to speak.
Oh, yeah.
One thing he might work on.
Quick to think. Slow to speak, because then that's where you stumble on yourself and you have problems. You're right. And he does do that. That's why he shoots from the hip a lot, because he has an answer and he says it immediately, and he doesn't reel back. So, yeah, great.
Yeah, just a tiny bit. I mean, because I love his honesty. You know, you can tell he knows what he thinks and he's saying what he thinks and you get what you see.
Yeah,
You know, and I love that. It's refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is refreshing, and I think that's why people are drawn to him, Sharon, because that's what they feel like. Oh, this guy is at least saying what he thinks. There's none of that political spin on it. He has none of that. There's no dust that's kicking off him. Absolutely, for sure. You were a terrific caller. Call us again. I love that. Or else you could be like me, Sharon. You say, you know, we got to build a bigger boat. We got to build a bigger boat. You know, that movie from, that line from Jaws. Because it's crazy that I keep saying this, it's crazy that we're at this position where people are saying things like, well, geez, you know, if I have no choice, this is what I'm going to do. There's no choice. There's a lot of choices. Yeah. There should be, I like this idea, I think that I'm excited about this, blah, 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 you know? In the meantime, while we're getting ready for that debate, we had this horrible shooting at a movie theater in Tennessee. The guy was gunned down. Luckily, nothing else had happened because it was some scary moments. And now there's conversations about, do we have to go through metal detectors when we go to movie theaters, and would you go through a metal detector? Quickly, before we get up against it, let's go to Kenny in Ottumwa, Iowa, and KBIZ, one of our favorite affiliates. Hey, Kenny, how are you?
Hi, Kate. How are you doing?
Good.
I haven't ever called your show before, but I'm not wanting to talk about the candidates right now. It's concerning that new shooting in that theater in Texas, you know?
Yeah.
I think one of the mistakes that they're making, the news coverage with these shootings, I think one of the mistakes they're making, and I'm sure other people have thought of this before, but I've never heard anybody actually say it. They spend way, way too much time trying to concentrate on these people that did the shooting. Like, they're making celebrities out of them.
Yeah.
And they say, he had problems, and and they go back and review their past. And it could be some of these people that are doing these shootings are doing it just for that very purpose.
Yeah, you know what, Kenny, I agree with you. Absolutely. I'm glad that you picked up the phone and called us. The music means we got to jump out, buddy, but I agree with you. Could it be that 15 minutes of fame, like James Holmes, who we're seeing what happened in Denver a couple of years ago? Since then, there have been sort of what I call copycats. He makes a great point, and you don't want to make celebrities out of them. Absolutely not. Stay with us.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Once again, as I have stated many, many times, you are an awesome audience when it comes to the email. It's nothing like it, no matter where I've been, New York, California, wherever. So kudos to all of you with your deep thoughts and often coming back onto some of the things that we talk about here on the show. So without further ado, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This first one from Chris, who says, Kate, I love the guy that you had on the show who was talking about biofuels. He made some great points, especially when he was talking about the fact that it's alcohol in the ethanol, and they're talking about raising it. And it was pretty scary when he said E85. Are you kidding me? Our cars would be so obsolete. He's absolutely right. He knew his stuff. I thought he was terrific. Anyway, love the guest. Wanted to tell you. Yeah, thanks for that. Chris, he was good, Eric Peters. He's a motorhead, a self-proclaimed libertarian motorhead, he says. You see his stuff pop up all over the place, from the New York Times to wherever. He's just an excellent writer, too. So he made some great points about, hey, you want to push the biodiesels? Well, here's part of the problem, because there's all these subsidies that are going out to the farmers that then ultimately it shoves up our food prices. And then we're talking about corn for biofuels, and those lobbies are incredibly powerful. So he had some eye-opening statistics. There's no question about that. All right, let's take this one from Andrew. Andrew says, hello, Kate. Hello, the rest of the crew of America Tonight. I love your political coverage and everything else that you whip in between. I thought I heard you say the other night, a shot of joy, good for you. We could all use that, couldn't we? And I have to say that it was interesting, the conversation that you had with the guy who was the producer for The Tonight Show, talking about Jon Stewart, and I thought it was fascinating how he said he wasn't, sadly, even a blip on their radar screen, didn't worry about whether or not he was getting what guests, because they didn't really compete against him. And then it was so apropos that neither one of you knew the name of the guy who was stepping in to fill in for him. Yeah. Who's that guy? The guy with the accent? Yeah, that was Dave Berg. And what's interesting about Dave Berg is he was the executive producer of The Tonight Show. And he wrote a book about all those experiences. And he talked about how his wife said to him, how many pages did you get finished? And he tripped into that job. That's just life. You know, I loved, you know, talk about being authentic, how he had this news gig, and then he loses the news job after however many years they have cutbacks, and he's dejected, talking to his wife, and he says, oh, there's this new show going up. She said, get down there and apply right now. And he had never done entertainment, so he applies. And a lot of the news things that you saw in Jay Leno's show came from Dave Berg, because he was always pushing for, hey, let's, you know, do the current event stuff even more and do this and that and, you know, whatever. So there you go. All right, here's one from Bob. Bob says, Kate, who do you think is going to win the debate? Well, the debate is up for grabs. I mean, I'm fascinated about the whole debate thing because Donald Trump throws an interesting monkey wrench into everything, meaning it's not the political acumen of the candidates who are from the sit and spin world. I call it the sit and spin world. You know, he's so out of left field for them, and he has no one to answer to. You know, that's the thing. With the money he has for his campaign, he doesn't have to listen to really what anyone's telling him, except for anyone he considers to be a close advisor if he wants to take their advice, and he does that. He's smart enough to do that, but he's not beholden to anyone, so he can go in whatever direction he wants, and that's Donald Trump. I mean, that's what he does. How is that going to play on the stage? What about the issues? Is he going to give you some real meat? Not just really good one-liners, zingers, that they're good. But what's he going to say behind it, behind immigration, behind health care, behind all the things that will come up, Keystone Pipeline, behind all the things that will come up in the debate? And it's going to be heavily watched, trust me. All right, let's see. Brian, you make the show tonight. Brian says, hello, Kate. I listen to you in Sarasota, Florida. Big shout out to my friends in Sarasota. I heard you talking about the rain the other day in Florida. It was so brutal in that Tampa area where you mentioned your family is. I was up there visiting friends, and it was just a flood. I mean, it was a nightmare. They have no infrastructure there. That's probably the biggest part of the problem. And it seems as though every time they get huge rainstorms, they go underwater, if you know what I mean. It was scary, scary stuff. You know, it's if you go to, this is really funny. It's not funny, but if you go to, I guess it is funny, but if you go to my Facebook, so if you go to americatonight.net, you can click on Facebook and then I'll friend you. And you'll see I put a video my brother sent. He just looked out his window and somebody was skiing right in the street. A truck was pulling a skier. It was the craziest video I've ever seen of something that somebody does in a flood, but it was, you know, that bad. Luckily, they didn't have anybody killed with the high water they were experiencing. All right, let's see. Here is Philip. Kate, I was wondering if you could tell us your background. I've heard you mention New York and a couple of other places, but I don't see it on the website. Tell us a little bit about where you have been before you're with America Tonight. Oh, wow, I haven't gotten that question in a long time. I've worked at WFAN in New York City, which was the number one sports station. My background really is news and journalism, and I wrote for a newspaper, and I was always, you know, moving around the country, really because you're jumping up the ladder. You make zero money and you get paid in donuts. And then you move up and you get paid in donuts plus a little extra money. So you're always trying to move up the rung. But it was awesome because I got to live in every part of the country, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to experience all the places I could. So I worked in El Paso. I was in TV, KTSM, and I worked in, after that, California and even Las Vegas. That's when I was doing some sports stuff. And I worked for Sports Fan Radio, and Vegas was wild because everybody in my whole life, college, et cetera, anyone I knew, they wanted to come and visit me because they wanted to go to Vegas. So I never I mean, I always had somebody in my life that was visiting me almost every single weekend when I lived there. And it was interesting. It's a whole different way of life in Vegas. There's no clocks on the wall. People come from all walks of life that just decide to chuck their life and come to Vegas. And then you have the tourists. And so it's wild living there. And it's all about the comps. I know I'm going down a rabbit trail, but just I'll say this quickly. There, everybody was like, do you have any comps? Do you need comps? And that means free food, free whatever, to get into whatever party at whatever casino, hotel. So that was, the comps were your friend. So your friends come to visit and you have the comps. It's the craziest thing. And everybody talks in that lingo in Vegas. Thanks for that question. All right, how about this one from Tina T? And Tina T says, oh, Kate, I'm so sick of all this politics. Really, it's so depressing to me that we don't have some fantastic candidates that we all jump up and say, wow, who do we choose? Because they're all so good. We can't make up our mind. It should be more that way instead of the other way, where we're just picking the worst of the litter. What kind of a country is that where we're picking the best of the worst? It makes you not want to vote, but I agree with you. If you have to vote, because then you get to complain. And if you don't be part of the process, if you're not part of the process, then it'll never change. Yeah, key thing there, thank you for that, is if you're not part of the process, it'll never change. The more people that are involved, if we have how many people that are eligible to vote in this country, a crazy, insane number, right? If you think we have over 300 million in population, knockout kids and people that wouldn't be eligible and whatever, you still would have a much bigger base of people that could vote. And there's no excuse for not voting. There's absentee ballots. There's easy ways if you're sick or can't. I mean, there's easy ways to go and vote. You know, I grew up in a family where it didn't matter about your political views, just have them. Just know what's happening. And voting was so emphasized in my family. I mean, seriously, it would not have even been considered that it might be inconvenient. I'm working X hours. I can't get to the polls. No, that wasn't even a thought in anyone's head. In fact, when we all lived in New Jersey at one time, all of us went to vote at the same time. And when I went in to vote, I remember they said, oh, you're the other Delaney. Oh, your brother was here and your sister-in-law was here and, your mother was here this morning. And I thought, oh, that's so cool. I don't know. I just thought it was good because it was so emphasized. You want to be part of the process. You don't like it. You can't change it overnight. Certainly locally, certainly statewide, you have a better chance of that. So raise your hand. Do something about it. Get a little bit involved. It doesn't take as much time as you think. All right, thanks for all those emails. They were fantastic. Remember, you can always hit me up on the mailbag simply by going to americatonight.net.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On America Tonight, we continue our conversation with free money guy Stephen Kelly. So powerful last week, talking about why is it that we attach money, this whole character thing, and then some people lose their shirt when they should have declared bankruptcy and they didn't, and then came out in a much different way on the other side, or people not asking for help when they're in trouble, especially since we live in a capitalistic society where it's about celebrating being an entrepreneur and you know, to fail. I forget what the words are that Churchill said, but if you're not failing, you're not really winning at anything. So basically, the more you fail, the more successful you ultimately can become. But people are afraid to say when they need help. So Stephen Kelly is here to rescue us, and he's got some great information on a workshop that he's just going through, and he puts on a bunch of these because he's pinpointed some of the things that have happened to people along the way. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. I mean, that was pretty potent stuff that we were talking about. You talking about your own bankruptcy and how you've emerged. That was 25 years ago. And what's happened and what's changed for you?
Well, it's just really, it was a learning experience. It was not something I would want to repeat, obviously. But, you know, it's just, as you and I were talking about off the air, you know, here we live in a country that supposedly prides itself on this entrepreneurial and pioneer spirit, and yet when people go out and they do these entrepreneurial things. You know, part of that is failure. George Bernard Shaw said something that, and I want to say it to you. His quote was, "The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man." And, you know, I just think that's so true, that it's people who are pushing the envelope that really make the world a better, different place. And when you do that, when you push the envelope, you take the chance of failing. And I just think that, you know, I applaud people that do that and fail and get up and keep on going. I think it's a great thing.
I do too. So when you go out and you're doing workshops, because you've obviously, as I said, pinpointed it, narrowed it down to what people really are confused about or need more information about, and areas of your expertise, one of them is definitely Social Security, right?
Well, yeah, Social Security is part of it, and we talk a lot about that. But these workshops I'm doing this week are more about some of the other things that are a little bit less obvious, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, remember that there are four phases of money, okay? There's the contribution phase, there's the accumulation phase, the distribution phase, which is, you know, income, and then the benefaction phase, which is the bequeathing it to your estate. And each one of these phases, contribution, accumulation, distribution, benefaction, is a completely different animal. The money in those areas, the way it's treated, the way it's taxed, the things that threaten it, the things that strengthen it, all of those things are different in each one of those phases. So one of the things we try and do with people is get them to think about the different phases of their money and also the different types of money that there are. And you and I have talked about this in the past, and that is, you know, we think that there are basically three types of money that people deal with in retirement. The first one is cash. The second one is income. And the third one is risk growth. Okay, so A is cash, B is income, C is risk growth. So your cash or your A money is money that you want to keep for emergencies. And it has some specific qualities to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, you want your cash to be highly liquid, right? So you don't want to tie it up with stuff. And you certainly don't want it to be in the market, because if you're in the market with your cash and then the market's down at a given time when you need cash, you're forced to sell shares at a premium in order to get the cash you need in order to respond. So cash we put away in areas where perhaps we don't have such a great rate of return, perhaps we don't have any rate of return, but we keep it safe, we keep it available, and we keep it liquid. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense.
Okay, then the next type of money we have is our C money, which is our risk growth money. Now, with this money, we understand that we're going to take some risk, but we're going to get a potential rate of return out of this. We have potential growth coming out of this money. So we know that we could lose it or a portion of it, but we could also gain from it. And this is money that we are prepared to take this risk with. Now, here's the thing about this. If you're going to do that with that money, with that risk growth money, you have to set yourself up for success as opposed to failure. Now, I've already alluded to the idea that if you keep your cash in that money, the money that you need if the septic tank goes or the roof goes or you need a new car or whatever it might be, if that money is in the market and the market's down, you have a problem. So you isolate that money in another area so that if the market's down and you need money, you don't have to draw out of it. Now, there's another thing that goes on here, too, and that's income. It's a very, very dangerous thing to rely on the markets for your income for the very same reason. You need to have income every month, right?
Yeah, I mean, right.
That's why it's called income, because it comes in, all right?
Yeah.
And it's money that you use to pay the rent, pay the gas, pay the, you know, the butcher. All these different things have to be paid, and they have to be paid every single month. And if you put your money all in the market, thinking that you're going to live off that, and then you get into one of these situations like we were in 2008, where you're depleted by half because of things beyond your control, now in order to meet your monthly bills, you're having to increase your burn rate because you have to sell twice as many shares in order to get the same amount of money. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So what we need is we need an income call, and that's our B call. So what we do is we've allocated money to the cash, we've allocated money to the growth, and now we're allocating money to the income. And with income, we want things like guarantees. We want it to be predictable, dependable, safe. We want it to be something that lasts a lifetime. We want some safe growth, but we don't care about maximum rates of return because we want this money to be safe and secure and know that that income is going to be there for us later on when we need it. Now we've set ourselves up for success in every area. We've put a money in cash so that if we need emergency money, we've got that. We've put money in the income column so that we know we're going to be able to live. And then we've set aside money to grow in the market so we can grow that money. And by doing this type of planning, we set ourselves up for success in each one of these areas. So this is the first thing that we do with people. And it's very powerful, and if people can sort of start thinking this way, then we have the ability to take the next step, which is to show them some additional tools that will help them further along the way. But it's just, Kate, it's a matter of getting people to think differently about their money. And unfortunately, most people, the only experience they have is the contribution phase and the growth phase, the accumulation phase. Now we're moving into the distribution phase and the benefaction phase, and people have no idea what's involved with that.
So they fall
back on their old tools.
Yep, exactly. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about it next time around. We'll talk about some of the things not to fall back on those old tools, the things that you're talking about that have made a difference in a lot of people's lives. So if people want to get a hold of you and share their story, how do they do that?
You can reach me at 844-4-FREE-MO, 844-4-FREE-MO, or mail us at mail@freemoneyguys.com, and you can go online at freemoneyguys.com and, you know, order the book and, you know, see some other stuff. And I just really appreciate having this opportunity to talk to you.
We love it. It's great stuff. And again, don't be afraid to share those stories for sure. Stephen, we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Kate.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Tonight, a lot of people chiming in on qualities they wanted to see in a president. You can always do that, too, if you can't get through on the phone lines at 855-266-5283 by flipping me an email at americatonight.net. What do you think I was going to say? americatonight.net. It is interesting, and, I mean, to me, this is it, baby. I mean, this is the heart and soul of what's going on. It's about the freedoms that we experience in the country. Listen, we have freedom of speech. We can complain. We cannot like what's happening, blah, blah, blah. But the key thing here is to be proactive. Be proactive. Even if you and I don't agree or your neighbor doesn't agree or someone's right or left of left or they hate all the labels or whatever. Bottom line is get involved if you want to complain. How's that? Next time, you know, in our next show, we'll be talking a lot about the debate, obviously dissecting who looked good, Trump, who else was it, maybe didn't look good, who knows, but I guarantee it is must-see TV. One of the things I love to do on the show is invite Nathan Reeder into the cheap seats, as it were, for this fun segment we do called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Go. Here we go.
Bingo!
Bingo! All right, Nathan, I love this. I found this somewhere when I was, of course, surfing on the World Wide Web.
Hang ten.
And anyway, I came across something that was kind of interesting. 10 things that are guaranteed to bug you. 10 things that are guaranteed to bug you. So I thought it'd be, images. So I thought it'd be interesting to ask you about a few of them. One image is of a person, and you can see it from the camera shooting down on them, where they're hanging onto a ledge, and below them is just pure traffic. They're probably, 30 feet high in the air, looking like they're going to fall or, accidentally slip off the ledge with their hands barely hanging on. Does that image make you uncomfortable?
Maybe they just forgot their keys.
Yeah, that's the dumb things segment. I don't know. It's really a freaky image because, this is radio, but I'm just telling everybody of this person precariously balancing. I mean, barely hanging on, and you are seeing it from their point of view. It kind of makes me dizzy looking at it, I have to say.
Well, remember when, Fear Factor and stuff was happening?
Yeah.
They did a lot of those, aerial, let's put these non-climbers up where they could fall to their deaths, and we go to commercial every 2 minutes.
Are you afraid of heights? Are you a bad heights person?
Not really.
No?
No.
So then probably for you, that's no big deal. So that's like a...
when it gets me is right, when I'm jumping, when I do a jump.
A jump?
Yeah. Hold on for a sec. Oh my goodness. I'll be right back, Kate.
He's jumping.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. That would frighten me too. That would freak me out. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. How about this one? Are you surprised by this? You're probably not surprised by this. Remember Donald Sterling, who said all the crazy things he said, who he was the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, and basically NBA told him to take a hike. And he had some girlfriend that had recorded the phone calls of things that he said that sounded racist, and that got him into all the trouble in the first place. So, are you surprised that Donald Sterling filed for divorce after all of this?
No.
That's what I say, no. Bingo. I wonder what took so long for bingo, what took his wife so long. She was waiting till the dust settled on the settlement for all the money they got from the Clippers, probably.
Yeah, he had to wait for all that to cool down.
Yeah, I hate to be so jaundiced, but I just have to say that. All right, how about this? Jon Stewart is off of The Daily Show. That he had been in that seat for 16 years. A lot of people got
almost. He's almost off. What day is today?
He's off on Thursday. This is last night.
Yep.
So anyway, he's taking a look back at the whole show, and he was there for 9/11. He lived in New York, of course, and all that stuff. And he says, "Before I see, the gravitational pull of my home planet," he said, "I'd like to reflect on the 16 years." And he says that ultimately he thinks the world is worse. Like, from when he first started to where he is now, he thinks that we're in a worse place.
Well,
all the things that he's seen, and, because he's lived the news thing.
Isn't that kind of what happens to everyone as they get older?
Yeah, everybody thinks everything's worse, and when I was young, it was so much better, yeah.
I mean, it kind of has to do with that... innocence, what naivety really is.
Yeah.
And it just kind of comes along with the story. I mean, there's a lot of bad things that have happened since then, but are they any worse than some of the bad things that were happening in the 70s or 80s and 90s?
Yeah, bad things happened then, too. I agree with you. Isn't that funny that it's true? As you get older, that's what happens. Oh, thank goodness I'm not from your generation, because I could never stand for what's going on with what you have to deal with or whatever. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a bingo. Because he's older. He's not, you know, he's 16 years older than he was. He has kids now, and he was, I don't know if he was single, but he was just getting married, I think. So it's a whole different thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's, he was at, he's at a different point in his life. All right, some people are starting to gripe about this, but it's really been decided. It's still a couple of years away, but they want to put a woman on the new $10 bill. What do you think? Fruits and nuts? Bingo. Shred it.
Well, how's this how's paper money feeling with everyone anyway? I mean,
exactly.
They put new, like, Monopoly looking money out about 10 years ago. I don't. It's colored paper. Aside from, you know, I'm just kind of, I don't see why it's a really
big deal.
I mean,
I don't either.
I think women should have been on it forever ago. I think we should have been switching them out like we should switch out our senators, like every year. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah, term limits, real term limits. Yeah, I agree. And why not? So why not have different faces on the bills? And you're right, it's just paper. People, it's just like that segment with Stephen Kelly. People put too much into money. I mean, their emotions, their fear, their everything. All you have to do is go to a mint. And I'm telling everyone who's listening to us, go to a mint, and it is really weird because you just see what it is. It's paper. It's just so much paper, reams of paper, that's money.
I mean, does it it only costs like one change to some plates, right?
Yep, that's
or an
it.
Addition of plates?
Yeah, that's it.
So, yeah.
So no biggie.
Ahead. That's art. Then
exactly. That's the way to look at it. It's art. It's paper. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. All right. So how about this? Facebook, in trying to monetize even more, now they're letting celebrities broadcast live to, this is one of their tech things, to your news feed.
Wow.
So The Rock, whoever, Jennifer Garner, could be broadcasting to your news feed.
Wow. It's so... You're going to sign into into Facebook, and then if your computer isn't the newest computer in the world, it is going to weigh like 500 zillion tons after you sign on. And
absolutely.
Because not only do you have videos that are just on there playing in the background from everyone else, but now you're going to have a live thing go. I mean, it's amazing. That's all, the technology is... It's pretty cool. It's just unfortunate that it's going to entertain you while you are pooping.
That's a good way to look at it. I say shred it. I love it.
Yep.
All right, Nathan. Always a twisted view. Fun, fun, fun. I hope you enjoyed this hour of America Tonight.
Is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutrition supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.